up to prime time, bitch!
Hello, boys and ghouls.
Boys and girls.
Oh, my God. You're listening to Horny for Horror, the galaxy's number one podcast.
Oh yeah, you are. And it's hosted by three legit horror heads. Boo. And we do everything celebrating the genre of horror.
Yes.
It's the greatest.
We praise it. We regale it. We pay tribute to thee.
Tribute to thee.
And you can be a part of it by reaching out to us at Horny for Horror. That's Horny, the number four horror on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do it. I'm Adam, by the way.
I'm Betsy.
I'm Mano.
Oh, Mano.
Mano. No, it's Mano. Please don't call me Mano.
What's in the news, Mano?
Oh, all kinds of horrifying things.
Is the most frequently mispronounced version Mano? People say Mano.
I think so, or people thinking that I'll enjoy a mano-y-mano joke, which I don't know. It's like, I know they're just trying, but also it's like, I've heard it so many times that it's really hard to stay enthusiastic.
When I was in junior high, there was this girl that I liked a lot, and so I walked her home from the bus, and we got to her house, and her dad was out front, and she goes, "Hey, Dad, this is my friend Adam." He goes, "Adam, huh?" Wipes sweat off his face. He goes, "Where's Eve?"
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
I gotta say, that's kind of funny. Because it's so, like...
Yeah. Now, because it's, like, so hardcore dad.
Yeah.
Like, I would have laughed, but then I was like, I don't want to date her because I don't want to ever have
to talk to him.
Talk to this man again. What I don't want to look him in the eyes.
Every time you come over, "Hey, Adam," wipes the sweat from his...
Yeah.
Where's Eve?
I would rather he was openly jacking off in the front yard. Would have been less awkward for me than having to fake laugh at that joke.
That's rough. What about you, Betty?
Betty.
Do you get Betty?
More as a joke. Oh, okay. One of my sisters calls me Betty, and it makes me laugh very hard. She'll do it so subtly. Like, she'll, like, at Christmas or something, like, in the morning, she'll be like, "Oh, good morning, Betty."
Yeah.
And it just really makes me laugh.
Betty, it's Christmas.
Speaking of, your niece calls me Moano.
My two nieces love Mono, and I feel they've only seen him in, like, a quick FaceTime, of, like, saying hi, and they call him Moano.
And I would never correct them.
Because they also love Moana.
I love it. I wish my name was Moano.
And every time I FaceTime with them and talk to them on the phone, they're like, "So where's Moano?" They love Moano.
I love that. What a cute, educated generation on different names. Very happy for them.
You should sing your day to them. To the tune of a Moana song.
Oh, I should.
They would freak out.
I am Moana!
I love that song from that movie.
That's a real thing.
Is it?
Yeah, she screams it and it's fucking cool.
She screams her
name out loud. It's really great.
It's good?
It's really good.
Oh, well, coincidentally, that's what we're talking about today on the episode. We're talking about Moana. Disney's Moana.
Very spooky.
The most horrifying. Ooh, global warming.
Evil.
Cultural appropriation.
No, we're not. We're talking about a spooky movie called The Boy.
Oh, what a fun one.
So fun.
And
it knows what it is.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Play deadly serious. Like, Betsy and I saw this in theaters with a couple friends.
I think Mono, too, right? Did we see it together or no?
Like I said, a couple friends, and then Mono was there.
That's right.
We went to the theater expecting trash.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's kind of what we were expecting.
Oh, yeah, we were hoping
it was
for trash.
And
for
we
trash.
Got it.
And then we laughed, like, a ton. We screamed a lot. It was great.
It's such a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's we went through not every emotion, but laughter and screaming, which is what I want.
The two best emotions.
They wouldn't give me a refund of my popcorn, so I went through denial and rage. So I guess I hit all the stages of
You wanted a refund for your popcorn.
Yeah. It wasn't full anymore.
Yeah.
It was all gone.
I have some fun facts about this, by the way.
The Boy.
Oh,
okay.
Great.
The
Give
Boy.
The Boy, 2016.
It was originally titled In a Dark Place.
Yeah.
And had Jane Levy in the lead role.
She's the girl from Don't Breathe.
Oh my gosh.
She's great.
She's fantastic.
She's so good. Okay, maybe she had to do that movie instead. She was like, "This seems like more of a real thing."
Maybe she didn't like that title.
Yeah.
Having that title's a little weird.
It would have confused me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I would have been thinking, well, what's in the dark place?
Yeah,
like, that would have, like, made me assume a lot about the
story.
Which
is why they changed it.
Yeah. Apparently on set, everyone liked to prank each other with Brahms quite a bit.
Ah!
Pretty great. One time a prank resulted in the breaking of a Brahms doll.
The fucking prop master is just like, guys, yeah. Please, that's what please don't.
That's the hero Brahms. Like, we can't have him breaking all the time. I love the idea that Brahms was so fragile that if you lightly touched him, he just exploded into a million pieces.
Yeah, a million pieces. Just dust.
And one other fun thing is I read a really great interview with the screenwriter.
I'm so sorry. Your husband is dead. Your lawyer is waiting for you in the trailer. And they walk in and it's Brahms sitting there with a got you note.
So yeah.
Wait, was in the interview?
In the interview. They has said the writer sounded incredibly cavalier about his own work. And he was like, I don't know. I had a few different endings planned. I think one of them in which like Brahms was an evil spirit.
Oh.
And like one where Brahms was the hero.
Oh, of it. I could have seen that.
Yeah.
I almost, because I couldn't necessarily remember the ending second time. And I almost thought that's where it was going to go.
Right, where he like, well, he does kill Cole in a way.
Spoiler a pert.
Spoiler pervert. Okay, let's go ahead and jump right in. What do you guys say?
Love it.
Let's talk about it.
So it's a Universal movie.
Yes.
Guys, Universal, if you're listening.
Yes.
Turn it into a fucking maze at Horny Nights. I mean, they are pretty horny nights.
They
bunch
are.
A bunch of teens just fingering each other.
Oh, yeah.
In mazes. Yeah. In the Alien versus Predator maze.
Wait, remember the haunted hayride. 2 years ago.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That couple that...
They were messed up. I don't know if they were a couple.
They were a couple.
Yeah. Because one of them seemed perhaps like an employer...
Yes.
And the other, a woman of the night.
One guy looked like Don Johnson now.
Yes.
And then his date, and I'm using hard air quotes.
Yeah.
His date was like Tila Tequila.
Yeah. Your air quotes blew our hair back. How hard they were.
Ow!
Yeah, but they were like canoodling in a clown maze.
And they were high on something because at one point.
It was scary.
It was sad.
You saying canoodling made me think we should do a PG episode of Horny for Horror.
Oh.
Where we rate like Garfield's Halloween special and so on, and we don't swear.
I love that.
We don't say anything.
I love it. And if we do swear, we have to do something.
Yeah.
We have to do Edward 40 Hands and drink.
Yeah.
That just make me want to swear even more.
So, Universal, if you're listening, we love Horror Nights more than anything. We would love to collaborate with you guys to help design the boy maze.
Let us design it.
At a hard 97 minutes. I'll say could have been 90.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, just that slight little trim could have like clipped along a little
but
bit.
Still, totally. It moved along pretty good.
It's also a hard PG-13, which kind of shocked me was PG-13. Because I think with the exception of one thing, which is what makes it PG-13, but it could have been a PG movie.
It totally could have.
Oh my
What's
gosh.
The one thing?
Showing porcelain going to Cole's neck.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Otherwise, I think
you can't make that movie PG.
The boy?
You can't.
So many children would be terrified.
It's too scary.
Oh, yeah, it would
you can't
you
show grandparents walking into the ocean with rocks in their pockets.
I can't wait in the 80s,
you could.
In the 80s.
In the
80s. Yeah.
Yeah. In the Goonies era.
Because I remember Spaceballs, they say fuck, and that's a PG, and I was blown away.
Yeah.
I learned it a bunch.
Well, it's like being a kid and watching Beetlejuice, and when he goes, nice fucking model.
Oh.
As a kid, I was like, oh my God, Dad. Did you hear what Beetlejuice said?
Yeah, and your parents are like, come on, okay, let's move past it. No, he said fuck.
He said fuck.
It's
I watch
wild.
His cartoon, dude. Yeah. And that cartoon just said fuck.
My mom was a sailor, so she was saying much worse things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Around the house.
It reminded me of at Comic-Con one year, I was in line and this guy behind me overheard me say I'd seen The Dark Knight. And he points to his like 5-year-old kid. He goes, oh, I want to take my kid to see it. Do you think it'd be good for him?
No.
And I go, no. He goes, why? I go, the Joker will give him nightmares for months.
Yeah.
He's terrifying. He's insane. He's unhinged. Yeah. It's the Joker. And he goes, no, I mean, like, is there like blood and tits in it?
Oh my God.
And I was
God.
Like, no, you're fine then. Take your kid and watch him get psychologically damaged by this Joker.
Yeah, I don't want him to see the female body. As long as he's not seeing the female body.
But he can see crazy violence.
Expose him to psychosis.
Well, my parents did that to me too. Like covering my eyes in RoboCop when it showed tits. But they let me see when that guy's like covered in oil and like melts.
Yes.
And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So it starts right in with some great spooky music.
Oh, good music.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful music in there.
Really great.
La 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 la.
And then we got some creepy figurines.
Some good creepy toys. Always a good device,
always
man.
Good.
Music's killer in this. Reoccurring themes, like you hear the go to sleep, go to sleep a lot.
That's good.
A little Brahmsy. H Brothers title card.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
I like that. Always I want fun. More of their films.
What else have they done?
They produced Bad Moms Christmas.
Oh,
fun.
No.
They have such an eclectic mix of films.
Yeah. I feel like always am pumped usually when it, especially horror wise, like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Wanted that.
The boy title card comes up. It's great.
Oh, yes. I love the decoration. Wonderful.
And then it does the music over the footage of Terrifying Toys.
Oh, yeah.
And the driving, where love she's it. Driving up to the house, kind of establishing that
stupid
world.
Stupid British car. And
stupid
is the
British car.
Is the, is she like mad at the driver? They have a weird relationship.
Well, she's tired. She's like jet lagged and sleep.
Right.
And was he checking her out in the mirror?
Yeah, he's watching her sleep. Well, which sets up it sets up in the beginning of this film something that's a huge theme in this movie is everyone objectifying her.
Oh my god, everybody her like treats her like shit.
Yeah. like she's an object, like she's a doll.
Oh my. Adam.
It's
they're
great.
Meant for each other.
They are.
Oh, okay.
And then it comes into play later as well.
Fuck, dude,
so I'm 100% okay with this is as the Save the Cat book would describe.
Sure.
Pope in the Pool, where it's playing music, but you're seeing like a montage of scenes that kind of move the story forward.
Love it.
Okay. Here's a house full of creepy dolls. You're going to meet the creepiest one of all. Yeah. Also, she's tired. She's on this jet lagged ride. This man is objectifying her like a doll. Mm-hmm. Drives up to the house. We get to the gate. As long as it's not as long as Birdemic's opening, totally.
It's fine.
Because now we get to see the world.
Yes.
I could have used that shitty Dutch angle, though. I think, you know, the one that Birdemic introduces where it's part of the dashboard. That really could have added something.
That adds something to everything.
Where the shot is 90% dashboard and 10%.
10% Oldsmobile Alero in front of the car.
God.
So the car pulls up. Yeah. Knox, man, I was so excited. I was like, this is going to be so fun. I love it. The
gates are such a fun movie.
It's so great. Fun.
A big old fun gates. House.
Glass on the window scare where he's like, tick, 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 where he like wakes her up.
Fuck
he's like,
that,
and he's
dude.
Like,
I didn't know how to wake you up.
You
so
didn't.
I did it in the weirdest way possible.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nudge me, you old fuck.
Yeah.
Give me a nice little nudge of like, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
Don't fucking rap on a window that I'm resting my head on and scare the
you
shit out of me.
You touch me with your weird prune sausage finger, I'll probably wake up.
Her reaction should have been the same as George Clooney's and From Dusk Till Dawn, where he's ringing that bell and that old man goes, ooh, what do you want? He goes, I want a room, you fucking old man. What the fuck do you think I want? That's why I'm here. It's one of the funniest lines in history. So we have an establishing shot here of Craig Duroc Castle, which in the movie they're supposed to be in England, but this is in Victoria, British Columbia.
That makes sense.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And this is like an actual castle,
a
landmark.
That makes a lot of sense. Really?
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. You can tour it.
And did they shot inside of it, mm-hmm. too?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. Guys, let's go to BC.
We go to BC. We tour the boys' house.
And she was really, I mean, I want to make fun of her, but she did a good job in this film.
Are you talking about Lauren Cohen as Greta?
Yes. She's great.
She's great.
She's really strong. She's almost too good for this movie. Maybe this movie's great,
very
though.
Great.
Yeah.
I think she's great. I think all the acting in this movie is great, with some minor exceptions.
We'll talk.
Okay,
she walks in.
So she tries to pay the cabbie, but he refuses. He's like, the Mr. and Mrs. They paid for everything. Your stuff's
really
inside.
Good English accent.
I'm the cabbie.
They paid me in rocks.
I'm English here.
Hey, hickory dickory dickory.
God, I wish it was Andrew.
Oh God, I would have loved that. So she goes in. It's gorgeous and quiet.
Yeah.
Which is how I always want my house described.
Gorgeous and quiet.
You get like a good view of it of like, okay, this is where you're going to be losing your mind shortly.
Ram's head.
Is anyone up there? Why has no one greeted her yet? That's so rude.
They're busy. They're checking in with their son.
With their, the boy. Okay.
So she walks up the stairs and she sees a wild family portrait.
Yuck.
That's painted to make them all look like nightmares.
Yuck.
And I thought like, because of the time that I was like, did they all hold those frowns for hours? Or was the picture that the artist was given to paint them, they all frowned.
Yeah.
Luckily, you get your answer later, which is great. But it's such a terrifying painting.
It's a horrifying painting.
It's disgusting. He looks like...
The boy?
Yeah, the boy in the painting looks like scarier than a cherub. Like,
yes, horrifying.
It looks like a scary version of Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine. Like his face is so wide and his ears
and
are
even scary. And he's scary already.
Yeah. He's scary as is. The boy. Ugh.
And he's like too into his mom. Like when a kid's like, mommy, hold my hand.
You. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, you little kid.
Trying to hold him. We'll save this for our PG episode.
Cross the street on your own, you idiot.
Good luck not getting fucking orphanaged by a van as you're crossing the road.
Yeah.
So she goes into the child's room. It's full of problematic dolls.
Yeah.
Of course.
And you know what drove me nuts? She was like excited to like play with those old toys where it's like, no. Nobody's excited to grab some antique haunted fucking toys and play with them.
Yeah.
You
also,
idiot.
It's never ever explained why is she a transcontinental nanny from the States? They do? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't pay attention to details.
Yeah. You watch the opening and you watch the end credits. And that's all you saw.
Yeah. And then Mana's just like, I don't get it.
But I thought she was fantastic.
Also, the time period in this where I'm like, why are these toys so old in
especially
this room?
Especially when he was born happened only 20 years ago.
He was born after I was.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't have this.
Awful toys.
They would have like He-Man and shit.
Yeah, totally.
Why would it be a
rad room that I would want to play with those toys.
With an Orko figurine and a She-Ra.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? My child likes things normal kids like, but I won't get those toys. Instead, I'll put in a offensive Native American toy.
Yes, I noticed that. I said, oh, no. Right up top.
Universal, do not put that in your maze.
No.
She's startled into screaming like her, fam was just shot in front of her by a charming, air quote,
Malcolm.
Grocery delivery driver dude.
He's hot.
She Malcolm screams like her child
hot.
Was squished by a bus.
Yeah,
it's the funniest scream.
Yeah.
Like someone barely talked.
Squished by a bus. I'm imagining a bus slowly squishing a child into a wall.
Oh, my God.
And they just hold their hands up like a Maximum Overdrive and go, stop!
We made you.
Malcolm goes, hey, you're American, right? Hey.
Okay, uh-oh.
I gotta curb that. He goes, you're American, yeah? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, you're from California, right? And she goes, no, I'm from Montana, which is the wildest difference.
Like, why do we need this?
Yeah. She came here from Montana? That's insane.
Yeah, to establish that. And he goes, oh, normally I'm good at reading people.
Yes, this and part is so
she goes, what do you mean? And he goes, well, give me your gum and I'll tell you.
Yeah, he's like, I got a touch of a gift. I'm clairvoyant or whatever.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, give me your gum.
This isn't sick. Just to like show that he's trying to flirt with her.
Yeah, where they're like, this is charming.
This is so charming. I hate flirting in movies so much.
I do too.
Like, it feels fake and embarrassing most times in real life. I don't want to see it depicted in a movie.
But like the idea of like, give me your chewed up gum.
Yeah. That's insane.
Is fucked.
It's gross. Also, the groceries are fake. I hated the groceries. They were like too rustic for me to believe. You know what I mean? It was like a bundle of carrots and like a loose garlic. Potato.
Yes.
Potato. But yeah, the gum thing is way weirder. It's weird that this is the first relationship in the film.
Yeah.
She hasn't met the boy or the parents
yet. No, she meets Malcolm first. And this is meant to establish like a love, like potential love.
Yeah.
But also this dude just met her and he's going that hard.
He's touching her chewed up gum.
Yeah.
That's like 10 years in to a marriage.
And that's like a bit you do. You're like, ew, no, don't do that. And you're like, come on, it'll be stupid and weird.
Yeah,
I'll just get a piece of paper, tear the corner off. Like, you don't have to hold it.
Yeah.
So he comes on aggressively to her. And then as he sees her interest kind of waning, he goes, well, I'm normally viewed as charming in my country. And I was like, well, I don't know if I dig your confidence.
Well, and this is after he like takes a second guess where he's like, you're running away from a dark past. And she like, she's just like, okay, we're done. And like grabs her gum and puts it back in her mouth.
At that point of him, I'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, oh God, I'm sorry. And she didn't play it cool either.
No.
She could have just been like, no.
They're both at fault.
Yes.
Your flirting is talking about your dark past.
Yeah. It's
That's
weird.
So weird.
This will get her hot. Yeah. When you were in high school, you bullied someone into hanging themselves. You want to go on a date to the drive-in? They're playing Porky's. So Greta goes, hey, what's the deal with Brahms? And that is the first time we hear about the actual reason she's there.
Yes.
And this is, you know, like 11, 12 minutes into the movie. But right as she asks about Brahms, enter Mrs. Heelshire.
Yes.
Mrs. Heelshire.
Like, Diana Hardcastle.
And she is fantastic. Committed. She is so disgusted immediately.
Where are your shoes?
Yeah, her first line is, where are your shoes? Which is such a good first line.
Oh, yes, Brahms, he could be playful.
Yeah, Brahms hit her shoes, she said. So like, oh, okay, that's cute. The little boy hit her shoes.
They'll turn up.
Oh, they'll turn up.
Where's Mr. Hillshire? He's speaking with Brahms. They introduce him. He's got his back to the camera. He's whispering to Brahms.
Now do you be on your best behavior, Brahms.
You be a good boy, Brahms.
Turns his back. It's a fucking doll, dude.
She it's fucking a doll. Laughs.
They don't.
They don't. They get mad. Okay, why don't they just say, I know, okay, why don't they say, hey, it's going to be to watch a doll.
Yes,
we're going through some stuff. Because I feel people would still be like, all right, I'll go watch a fucking doll. I don't give a shit.
Yes.
Rather than like making it a big secret, making you fly out to the UK.
Sure,
yeah.
Go to this creepy castle in the middle of nowhere.
Like you say you would, but some people might be like, oh, they're mentally imbalanced. Like they're like wasting their money. I could be taking advantage of them. I don't know. I tried to logic that myself. Or they're afraid of like letting something slip.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, if it's a doll, they'll definitely leave. Like, you know what I mean? They'll go to town and do whatever, and they need him to stay there.
Yes.
But also how possessive Brahms is. Like, I feel like it's justified after you learn, like, the details behind Brahms. The letter's a big thing for me that justifies a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
yes.
It's just so...
I guess, that is...
This is also just me devil's advocating, because I 100% agree with
you. Of course.
I would say that, but I'm like, from the movie's logic, I'm trying to justify this.
Yes.
They also, like, have talks outside of the house with... Which, you know, it's established that perhaps Brahms can't hear that. Why didn't they meet her outside the house and be like, hey, look, here's what's about to happen. So that when you meet the doll, you don't go, ew, what the fuck?
Brahms can read lips, though.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
He could read lips.
Plenty
He's like, hell, okay. 9,000.
So, okay.
She laughs. I love that when she laughs and they don't. I wish the movie had been them. Like, they leave the room and they laugh. Like, did you see her face?
Yes.
Did you see, like, they know it's crazy, but they're, like, laughing. Like, fuck. Yeah. She thinks we're serious.
The idea of, like, them being like Brahms has rejected a bunch of nannies. Like I bet those nannies must feel like shit.
Well,
doll.
But the reason the doll rejected them is they were too old and unattractive.
Oh, but that's even sad. Like, sorry, our dolls are too old and ugly.
I'm that sorry, included, our doll thinks you're hideous.
That included Fran Drescher.
She stopped by.
God, I wish she was the nanny.
That would be
like
perfect.
When she's coming in. When
Mr.
Greta's coming
Hilsha.
In.
Mr. Hilsha.
When Greta's coming in, Fran Drescher's running out.
Yeah.
And like yelling.
That would be so
Brahms.
Good.
Oh, that's
your sequel,
that's
Universal.
That's your squeakle.
Brahms rules now, right?
Well, we have this doll. Let's talk about him a little bit.
Okay.
He's weird looking by doll standards.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
He's like shiny and like cum glazed. His face is like the weirdest sheen. It looks like when you put too much of a filter on a picture and people's faces start to blur. That's what he looked like.
Yeah. He's a weird, weird doll where there's not an ounce of wanting to play with that doll.
Yeah, because like so much effort went into this doll. Clearly, it's like well made, but it's also not realistically made. Like, ew.
And his eyebrow color is different from his hair, which made me laugh.
Ew.
That's so specific. Like,
did the child dye his hair black? It is like a representation of him.
Ew.
It's so nasty. It's like, make
porcelain
it.
Dolls weird me out.
Oh, I hate them.
Do you remember that part in The Miracle Worker?
Go on.
The movie where like Helen Keller's freaking out and has a doll and is just like spinning around with it and nails Ann Sullivan in the fucking mouth and like chips her tooth.
Vaguely.
What I always think of when I see porcelain dolls.
I've already said
it's
it
The
many
Miracle
times.
Worker. Oh, yeah. Your mom's
My mom had creepy dolls. I had a clear view of them from my bedroom. I've already mentioned this before. So I hate them.
You know what? You know what's funny, though, is earlier we're talking about like what kid would have dolls like this in their room. I thought of you when I was watching the movie. I was like, oh, your mom's creepy Greek dolls.
Oh, they were awful.
Mrs. Hillshire says, you'll be all alone out here, which is really funny. And then she gets a rundown of how to care for him.
The
let's
rules.
Talk about the rules.
Should we read them?
I did like her, Mrs. Hillshire, like watching her try to wake him up and just being like, wrong.
That was so stupid.
What are you doing? Wrong.
Would that wake you up? It wouldn't like, wake me up.
Okay, you old bag, tell me.
Yeah.
What do you want? I'll do it.
I agreed to take care of your doll.
Yeah, so tell me what I need to do, which she does.
The well, rules. You need to lay his little body down and put him in his little PJs, his little blue old man PJs. You must read poetry to Brahms.
Poetry in a clear, loud voice.
They haven't shown the list yet, so we can, like, they have a shot that That's details. True. So yes. when true. We get there, we can.
Yes.
Okay, so music, he loves music.
Yeah, they keep stressing.
He loves intense music.
I wish it was Guar.
God,
so yeah, bad.
I wish this was Guar. That made me laugh.
She like really rolls funny. That Victrola, puts the needle down, and just.
And she just starts headbanging like crazy.
Brahms must be listening to his music again. He must be listening to Fish Fuck by Guar.
Fish Fuck.
They keep stressing that she has to be loud and clear when she speaks to Brahms so he can hear her properly.
Stand up straight, Brahms. Yeah, it's so, they keep saying the loud thing.
When they played that opera really loud, it was like the like high note and it pushes in on Brahms' face. I was like, if his head explodes,
how
like that high note, the movie just ends. Well, we won't require your services anymore.
I also could have used a whole cut of this whole film where he just kind of talks to camera sometimes.
Sure.
Just like fun Zach asides. Morris. Yes.
Time out.
Yes.
Can you believe what I have to deal with?
Can you believe?
What a world. So Mrs. Heelscher explains that they must protect the house from vermin.
Yes.
So she has rat traps.
Freezer?
That have been monogrammed with the old man's initials are on all the rat traps. Gross. Maybe laugh
God,
around.
Man. That's what you do when you have a ton of money is you just blow it on weird shit.
We need personalized rat traps.
Yeah, like, why not?
So many and they put the wasted food in the freezer and then throw it away?
I do that.
You do?
I do that with, like, if I cut up vegetables or fruit, and I instead of putting it in the garbage can, I put it in the freezer because then it won't smell up your house.
Oh, my God.
And then when you go to throw it away, it's in one big frozen lump.
Mono.
So you just have like a container in your fridge so your trash never stinks.
I don't know about this.
We like our trash stinking.
We like it to get hot.
We love a hot summer day.
We punched out our glass window so that when the sun comes in on the trash, it really
it's pure UV rays heating up our stinky trash.
Yeah, we love it.
We every 2 days we just get a fish to toss in there. Yeah,
I'd slap Betsy in the face with it,
and then you throw it on the
and
pile.
Then I throw it in the pile.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Isn't that funny?
So you're crazy.
So Mr. Heelscher, while they're pulling out the rats, he pulls over and goes, hey, look, I know this looks crazy.
Seems very grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, this is nuts. But our son is there. Do you understand what I mean? Ugh. And she goes, I do. And I did like this moment because it's like, it's such like a, I feel like most movies would be better if the characters just took like a very sober, look, here's what's happening moment.
I love that.
Yeah.
We're in this is kind of our situation. And in that moment, she goes, I do get that you're holding on to something you,
because it makes you relate to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes you relate to them. And it's also foreshadowing to what her story is.
Right.
So like later, that's her super story. Important.
But he's saying, do you get what I'm saying? That he is here. He is here.
But still not like,
saying
because you know Brahms is listening.
So do
he's lip
he's
reading.
Reading some lips.
So here's a question: is a little bit of a spoiler, but do you believe this? The dad was saying like, "Hey, watch out, he's here."
I do think they have regret because of how the note ends.
Yes, they know what their plan is,
and the last thing Mrs. Heelscher says to her.
Oh yeah.
So we'll get to it. So they shut Greta out of the room to talk to Brahms. He's all tucked into bed. Mm-hmm. And they open the door almost instantly and goes, congratulations, Brahms has chosen you.
Ew. I would walk out.
If you'll have him.
If you'll have him.
Ew, if you'll have
cut
him.
To
it's now 16
nice
minutes into the movie.
Fuck scene.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, shit.
Let Brahms
making me come.
Oh, shit. My pussy's cold from all your weird porcelain.
But I love it.
When he nuts, he cracks.
I get some super glue, baby.
I'll get some glue. I'll be ready again in 2 hours.
Okay.
I just got to hold my little peen between two books to make sure it stays still
peen.
While the glue sets.
She hates big dicks.
So then we got a phone call, right?
Yep.
With her friend.
Her friend. Sisters for life.
Expensive. Expensive. She's just using that landline, calling her friend in Montana.
But they don't got Wi-Fi or service or nothing. True.
So she calls her friend, explains how everything is, and her friend implies, oh, you're escaping something bad.
Cole.
Yeah. Restraining this problem order. In your past.
He's dangerous.
Don't want you to get hurt again.
And we're like,
some of the big keys.
Yeah.
What is this?
So Stay.
I love the double secret. I love like when there's a movie where there's clearly something unusual going on, but you're also like, well, what the hell's going on with her?
Yeah. I like that a
just
lot.
Just the layers on top of it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. As a friend, you wouldn't be like talking to them and be like, hey, you remember when, like, just rehashing everything?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Oh,
I don't need you to the expositorily lay out my awful relationship. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when you had to come to my house because he was, like, being really bad to you?
Yeah, I remember.
You remember that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. You remember you had bruises?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And you didn't tell people you hit your eye on a door?
Hey, sorry, guys. I'm just late. By the way, I'm not sure what you guys are talking about, but hey, remember that time you had to come to our house?
Yeah, I remember.
I was just talking about
that.
Oh,
shit. Okay. Well, let's talk about it beat for beat. There are very funny moments in this movie where they do that, where like someone will like whisper, like to trigger, it's for the audience to be like, remember this.
Yes.
But it makes me laugh a lot. Or she'll be like,
because I will say the friend later does kind of push heavy on it where it's like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop, can we just talk about the Kardashians?
So
I don't know what ladies talk about.
The restraining order and escaping trouble is why I believe she's transcontinental. Okay. It's like to literally remove herself as far away as possible from a bad situation.
Like a witness protection program? Like
or just her being like, I'm getting far away out here.
Yeah.
I live far away. I have a job that's going to be around for years.
Yeah.
Because there's a very real boy here.
Secluded.
Place. No contact. That my phone doesn't work.
I guess so. It just still so strange.
It happens, though.
It does?
Yeah. There are a lot of people where it's like hired as a nanny and you go live
far
away.
Yeah.
Whatever. But like, is that her trade? Is nannying her trade at all? Like,
she mentions writing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
At some point,
that's what's so strange.
She loves magazines and we don't get a lot of who she is.
I think it is, though, just trying to get as far away from Montana as possible and probably just because, like, there was a hot moment where I was like, I'm going to go teach English in South Korea.
Right.
Like, I can't teach English.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like, you know, there's that kind of, let alone when you're at.
And then you accidentally got a ticket to North Korea.
Right.
You were in Kim Jong-un's cabinet for years.
Right.
I taught him hilarious English. It was really wild.
Welcome to my class. I will be teaching you hilarious English.
Doo-doo.
Will this be on the test?
Yes.
Kim. So
Kim.
Greta is.
I just think she should have had a more a trade that made sense. Like she wasn't a teacher. Sure. She wasn't a nanny.
True.
Well,
it was just weird. Well, she was like a hot young lady.
That happens though.
Oh God.
I do enjoy this movie, but this is not like the strongest female lead.
I know.
Because you don't get much depth to her. Anytime she's talking,
and everybody treats her like shit.
Like an object, and any of her lines are about a man or a doll.
Yeah.
Like even in the form of a doll. It is a bit of a
bummer.
So she's getting dressed and she hears a scream and she goes in and sees that Brahms has destroyed his room. That's Brahms's bit is he loves destroying rooms.
Yes. Yeah. And the mom comes in, right?
Yeah. How could you do this?
Wait till I tell daddy. Yeah.
So very
she's
upset.
Amazing.
We must get out of here. They're very pushy about leaving on time. Like they keep stressing. We've got to get out of here. We're on a schedule. We're on a schedule. We have to get out of here. Malcolm will come by for groceries, your weekly payment, and to sexually harass you. Mr. Heelscher's very worked up and stressed.
Yeah.
They seem very upset about leaving their doll boy.
He does the so sorry jump scare. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he like grabs her every...
Oh, everybody scares... Like, everybody in this damn house just like scares each other.
Walks up feet behind her and screams there to announce that they're there.
I love that Simpsons bit where Grandpa Simpson does that to Marge where he's just like, behind you! It's so funny. It's so funny.
The last thing Mrs. Heelscher says to Greta. She hugs her, pulls her close, and very sincerely says, I'm so sorry.
Fucking bail.
That's it. Right there. I would have quit right there.
I would have left. I would be like, no, there's too much. You're not telling me enough.
Yeah.
Like, the dad's freaking out. I'm out of here.
Wait, what's wrong with you guys? Okay, so she covers Brahms with a sheet and says, you creep me out.
Yeah.
Looks at her cell phone, no service. Mm-hmm. Checks the pics of her and her friend to show that they're close friends, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then goes to make a PB&J and chug wine.
Yeah, she brought some PB&J. Yeah, chugging wine.
Chugs wine.
Chilling out.
Magazine. Then she takes a nap in the worst chair in the world.
Awful chair.
That made me so mad. It was like a hard, fancy chair, you know?
You don't want to sleep like
that. No.
Two things made me laugh about it. She took like a very modest sip of wine. There's a full glass left.
Yeah.
Leans back and immediately falls asleep.
Yeah.
It's like, you poured that whole glass. But also, I love that they established she loves magazines.
Oh my God. She mentions it multiple times.
What do women love?
She's
like, send me some more magazines, please. It's like, bring them. Bring them.
But also, their house is full of books.
Yeah.
And she goes, they establish she's not smart. Because she goes, you'll need to read to Brahms. We have tons of poetry. Do you know poetry? And she goes, I know all the words to Green Eggs and Ham.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, there. Maybe it doesn't have to be poetry. And then she loves to read magazines.
I wish the old lady just was like, come closer. And then just farted in her face.
Bend over. Lower. To butthole level. Just like just quick and proper. Like the queen.
Wait, hold on. Oh, you know what? I better go to the bathroom.
I'll be right back.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Come in here. Come in here. I'm ready. So she wakes up at night. She napped like a motherfucker. Woke up, realized Brahms has pulled his blanket off and he's looking at her. She tosses Brahms into his rocking chair and in comes the storm.
Yeah.
She wakes up to crying. Brahms is scared.
Yeah.
Scared. She walks to
lots
go comfort
him. Lots of candles
him.
In her room.
Tons of candles
don't
lit.
Don't fall asleep with a bunch of candles going.
I mean, I do that every night. That's why half my body is covered in burns. I look like Mel Gibson in Man Without a Face.
That's
so,
true.
Okay. She walks in to go comfort him, but she stops to look at the painting, and a hand blasts out of the painting, grabs her throat.
This is
a great scare.
Yeah.
The scares in this are great.
Dream. Yeah. There's a lot of good jump scares in this.
Yeah.
It was all a dream.
Boom.
Or was it? Because she hears crying again.
Ew.
Yeah, there's a couple of these.
Walks in, little Brahms has tears running down his face.
What?
Yuck.
But nope, it's a leak.
Oh, she's like, you're cracking up.
You're cracking up.
You're finally cracking up.
Greta.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there's an attic. Great. There's never been an attic anywhere that was like, ever like chill and normal.
No.
Except
I don't know if
it
exists.
Home Alone, where he goes to stay the night. It looks fun.
Oh, it looks fun up there.
It looks awesome. They got like flags hanging up and stuff.
Oh, that's fun. Listeners, if you have like a chill and normal attic, let us know.
Please let us know.
Send us pictures of this attic. Bonus points if your parents are in the picture.
Ooh, yeah.
Let us know.
Bonus points.
She doesn't go into the attic because it's too creepy.
Good
Cut
for
to the next
her.
Day. She's shredding the harpsichord. Mm. Decides to call her sister again. Send me magazines.
Please send me magazines.
Then she hangs up and gets a staticky call.
Uh-oh.
Just one breath.
Uh-oh. One breath.
Like, and then just like...
And then it's just Time Warner Cable. Time Warner Cable. Alerting you about a change in your service.
Okay, what is it?
Okay.
Brahms loves cable.
She
does say, Cole?
Yeah, she
hangs
do.
Out, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, she do.
That's what she thinks is going on. Guy shows up, Malcolm, pays her a rate, and then
Malcolm.
He sexually harasses her again. Mm-hmm. It's good to know.
Yes, I am single.
Ugh. I am single, in case you're asking. It's good to know that even in a wild world where like a doll child needs a babysitter, the workplace is still not safe from harassment. It's like, even in this cartoonish world, a dude's gonna double down on that.
God, yep.
Like, well, she's terrified and weirded out. This would be a good time.
This is a perfect time to come on in and work my magic.
It's so weird. And then they go right to the outside.
Well, in the same breath that he harasses her with, he explains that Brahms, the child, died in a fire.
Died in a fire when he was 8 years old.
When he was 8 years old. And it cuts to a tombstone, and the inscription reads, Brahms, no last name, just says Brahms, 1983
says,
to 1991.
Yes.
So
which
he's 8 years old.
His room would be fucking would be, cool. Yeah,
not
it
lame.
Wouldn't be this old timey fucking horror show.
They were very old parents too. The last thing on the tombstone, the caption is ... He shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Okay.
Yuck. And then I just couldn't help but notice. She's like, huh? Oh man. Oh, 20 years ago, he'd be about your age.
That
was such a weird red red herring? Was that even a red herring?
But I always do that when I find out somebody dies. Of like, how old would they be?
Uh-huh. It blew me away. Just like, it felt like a red herring that actually wasn't explored.
It's the most obvious red herring I think I've ever heard in a movie.
Yeah.
You could say you're Brahms. It's almost like
you're controlling the doll because you're here all the time anyways.
And it's almost like your weird energy. You have a key. You can get anywhere. You have total access to this home. Huh. You want to fuck me.
Yeah.
You could be this child who died in a fire.
But, well, let's never talk about it again.
Let's never discuss that again.
There was never like
his response to it. He's like, yeah, wild, huh? Yeah, and then they just move on.
There's never a moment in the movie where she's scared of him, which, you know, that's a classic trope. Like, why not have the moment where it's like, get away from me. And he's like,
no. Because that is fun of like, who's doing this? What?
I think they could have used him more in that regard to be like, he is charming, but also he could be Brahms.
Yeah.
He could be this. Like, and to hear that on the phone where she's like, because that's such a fun device. It's like Get Out, where you have the external voice who's not in the situation.
I love that.
And she could talk and be like, I think this guy, like, he's very sweet and I do think he's cute, but also he could be Billy Loomis.
That's what I'm saying. But they use in Billy and Scream, they use it. They're like,
this one they don't.
So instead of using it, she's getting ready for the date she agreed to immediately. And her friend is teasing her, you're going to wear your coral dress. And she's like, maybe, but she's got it out.
Yeah.
Brahms is,
friend guesses everything. Yeah. Let me guess, you're drinking some wine.
No.
And
no.
You're gonna get ready for your with your coral dress.
No.
And you're getting your titties all hard.
No.
No.
Weird.
And your giny. Your giny's all sprayed with Pine Sol.
No.
Ouch.
And you're plunging it.
With a doll. So Brahms is watching her change. He loves it.
Brahms. Do wish they gave him a little doll boner.
Yeah.
I was hoping it cut to like his pants and you just saw a little tiny tent.
Tent
bitch. Here's the thing. If that happened, we would have laughed about it from the time it happened till the end of the movie.
Oh, I would have given the movie a standing ovation for the rest of the movie.
Yes.
I would have been up for another hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, God. The rest of it. I think it was Deep Impact. There was that year where two Meteor movies came out at the same time. I'm in the theater. The movie just started, and a scientist sees that a meteor is coming to hit Earth, gets in his car. He's like, I have to warn the news and other people. I have this data. He's driving on a curvy mountain road.
Yeah.
He drops his data disc, reaches down to pick it up, accidentally drives off the road, and as his car is midair, it explodes.
What?
Which is one of our favorite tropes for like
that
cars
is
just explode.
So funny.
And I started laughing so loud and hard. The row in front of me turned around and goes, could you stop? And I'm sorry. That was so funny. Like, you need to be quiet. We're trying to watch this. I got up and left, laughed to tears in the lobby, got a drink, waited, went back in, said, excuse me, was crossing people's knees, started to laugh again, left, went back out, came back in to do it, composed myself. My buddy's sitting in the middle of the row, I hear him go, and I start laughing and leave. I missed 40 minutes of that movie from laughing.
So funny. My mom and I used to have to leave church often because we were laughing so
just
hard.
At what, everything?
Well, my mom would just like
crack up,
really make me laugh. And one time that really destroyed me was my mom was like, whispered to me, she's like, Betsy, I can't get communion. And I was like, why not? She's like, I cannot get up and get communion.
What?
I was like, Mom, why not? And she's like, look at my shoes. And they were two completely different shoes. Like, one was like a lace-up, like, flat shoe. The other was like a heeled, like, penny loafer, different colors. And I was like, Mom, what the fuck? And she's like, I was tired. I don't know.
My God.
And so we started roaring laughing. I had to go to the crying room because I was laughing.
The crying room?
There's like in the back of churches, like a place where you can take babies and you can still hear the service.
Oh, that is for women having breakdowns. Okay.
I mean, I feel that's also a big part of going to church.
Or like for funerals, too. too. Wow. Like, if you have to cry in general, that's the room you
really
go to. But the crying room is a great horror movie name.
Yeah.
A church fantastic. Where the crying room is haunted.
Because it's soundproof.
And oof. Like every horror character, like Ghost Rider, has its sound or whatever it does. For the crying room, it would be just the you'd hear
ew.
Before
ew.
You died.
Okay.
So she's taking a shower. Brahms comes in to watch her jacket and steal her necklace.
Jacket.
Yeah, he's jacking hard.
She gets out of the shower and she notices tink, someone has
tink, 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 tink.
That's his little
oh,
porcelain.
I'm gonna come. It's just like porcelain dust.
Yeah.
She notices someone has cut her hair.
Ooh, that's a fun reveal. That was a good scare, fun reveal.
Because it was just a little bit of hair missing. It wasn't like bald. It was like, wait a second. Maybe it was something else, which is always a great scare.
So her hair is gone. Her necklace is gone. Her can't favorite.
Stuff's gone.
Her
no
fuck
tonkers.
Me coral dress is gone.
No tonkers for me to judge. Okay. Fine.
No tonks no for tonks. Mono's tit for tat to judge.
PG-13.
PG-13. Hard.
It's good for her. Good for the actress.
Yeah, good for her.
I'm
most of the times you don't need it.
Oh, I did read in this scene, she was written originally as a hard R.
Oh,
and
wow.
In this scene, she was supposed to be naked the whole time. And then it was implied that Brahms, the doll, was going to R her.
What?
But her getting trapped in the attic saved her from getting R'd.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I read like just a big chunk of trivia about that. I'm like, I'm so glad she didn't have to walk around and then get R'd by a doll.
Also, if you get R'd by a doll, isn't the movie over?
That's it. That was 25 minutes into the movie. And if that scene happened, you're like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, get her out of there instantly.
Yeah.
That's it. The movie's over. There's no fun to be had after that.
No.
Well, smart choice.
So anyway,
we
I'm
also
so
wouldn't
glad.
Have put that in the maze.
I will say though, I don't know how that towel stayed on her the way it did.
I was going to say that.
That towel fucking falls off all the time.
Well, that's because I'm pulling it off.
That's because Mana's ripping it off and then slapping my ass.
That's what I was going to say. Like, she's running around bashing and breaking shit. Her towel. Oh. If I leave the bathroom and exhale, my towel shoots across the room.
my just fucking falls off all the time.
That is the best.
Me too. I like try to play it cool. Sometimes I'll like, you know, be in a locker room or like, and I'm not the kind of guy who's like, I'm naked. I'm like, as soon as the towel drops, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
I keep it on too.
Yeah. It's
in a panic to put it back over me.
I've noticed an alarming amount of dudes in the locker room have started using the blow dryer to dry their balls.
Yes. I see this a lot.
God.
That's a nightmare. Weird.
That's a its own episode.
Speaking of nightmares, Brahms has moved off the bed. He's up in the attic. She goes in her towel and she gets locked up there with someone or something knocking around.
Yes.
So she starts chasing it. Malcolm arrives for his date with her that he's forced on her. He can't see or hear that she's in the attic.
Yeah.
So she's screaming. He knocks the door, gets no response.
Do attic ladders really bungee jump like that? Like back up into a ceiling?
I think sometimes because it happens in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
So it's gotta be true, right?
Gotta be true.
If they happen in Christmas Vacation, then
that's the standard for logic.
Yeah,
the movie where he puts Pam on the bottom of his sled and shoots off like in a cannon.
Yeah.
One of the funniest scenes I've ever seen in a movie.
It's so good.
That's up there with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, where they scream so hard they become skeletons.
Oh my God,
I love that.
I just love good physical gags in the middle of movie.
Silly.
Oh yeah. Home Alone.
When you get
shocked into a skeleton.
So she's like,
oh, Malcolm, this is funny.
He took off.
Oh, no, Malcolm.
She gets startled by something, falls backward, towel stays on, hits her head. She's out cold the whole night. She would have had pneumonia.
That was
instantly.
A good scare, too.
Yeah.
She got Babadooked.
Or it's by like, what turned out to be an old timey outfit hanging up perfectly on a mannequin
Always
body.
Always a good scare. There's a pretty good Insidious 4 scare where it was
the miner looking outfit.
A soldier.
Yeah, the soldier outfit.
It was a
corner.
Really great scare.
Looks like a dude just standing there has the mask on. Kind of looked like the killer from My Bloody Valentine. It was like a mask on it.
So she wakes up from a concussion and is very chill about it.
And still in her towel.
Her towel is still on.
Pneumonia.
I'll look around. She's like, good time to look around.
Well, she's still locked up.
But I'd be like, I have to pee.
Yeah.
I can't be here
she's
anymore.
Very calm.
It just shows her squat in the corner and piss. And she's like, all right. Now I'll look at this old photo album of Brahms and his family where no one ever looks happy.
Ew.
And then there's the two little weird family pictures with the different kids. the different variations of the art. Did you see that?
Sure. It's the picture of the painting, uh-huh. and then she slides it, and it's the real picture with real Brahms.
Right.
Where he looks miserable. The reason they did that is they have his mouth turned up slightly like he's smiling,
uh-huh.
and then they show how he really was, and he's like dead inside. He's affectless. His face is just completely blank. She gets back downstairs.
And Brahms doesn't call the police. Why isn't she calling the police after all this crazy shit has happened?
You know, a trope. Again, we gotta get rid of
it. Great trope.
Oh, we're okay with it. So Brahms has trashed a room. He loves trashing rooms like he's a member of fucking Guns N' Roses. It's his bit. Malcolm explains that stairs can blow closed at a moment's notice because that's what stairs do, and he offers to check the rest of the house. This is where it cuts to the rules sheet. Brahms is sitting on the bed like a little gentleman with his rules on a clipboard next to him. He's like, read them. And they are, 1, no guests. 2, never leave Brahms alone. 3, save meals in the freezer. 4, never cover Brahms's face. No punctuation on it, by the way. Which weirded me out that she's so proper and she didn't make it possessive.
Oh, shit.
So this whole movie's fake, guys. Sorry. Thanks for listening to Horny for Horror.
That's it.
5, read a bedtime story. 6, play music loud.
Uh-huh.
7, clean the traps. 8, gross. Only Malcolm can bring deliveries.
Oh.
9, Brahms is never to leave. And 10, kiss goodnight.
Also, like...
Hold on. There are 50 more rules.
Yeah.
Why not make Malcolm friends with... or some sort of connection with more Brahms. Than just the grocer if he is that or like
because it weirded me out that Brahms is okay with him
because
they don't have like a friendship.
And I feel the first time I saw that I thought I was like, oh, so he must have grown up with this kid,
which I think is such a good plot point to be like, oh, he was at the party
which
where
maybe
this stuff
they
happened.
Were trying to get that across but just didn't. I don't
think they did
because he like the way he knows about it is more of just through pub talk or polite talk.
Pub talk, not pub talk. And that's weird too because she's like, this crazy shit happened. And then he says, you know, I used to sleepwalk. That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm not talking about sleepwalking. I'm talking about my stuff being gone and getting trapped in an attic. And he just talks down to her and says, I used to sleepwalk.
You stupid lady. Yeah. I used to sleepwalk.
I'd sleepwalk.
Some people liked him and some people say he sucked. And it's like, yeah, okay.
That's true of everybody.
She's like, give it to me straight. What's up?
They start to play pool together. they're playing pool while he's like,
and she's good at it.
She's good, and he's like, "All right, listen. There's polite. Give it to me straight. Tell me Brahms. All right, polite talk and pub talk. Polite talk. He's a delightful lad that was taken too young. Pub talk. Brahms was not a good kid.
Yeah.
He was rather strange.
He was. It's
at that point I was like, oh, I wish there was a one where he's like, I knew him.
Yeah.
Like I've lived in town. That's why I work with these people.
We went to school together.
To school together. I understand what they lost. I feel bad for them. That's why I put up with their crazy shit and come around because of this.
But Brahms was weird.
Brahms was a little weirdo and I felt bad.
Because then we learn about Brahms' birthday.
Yeah. Where he goes, one day on what would have been Brahms' birthday.
Because
he talks about Mr. Heelshire was drunk.
Yeah.
On a day that would have been his birthday and he was screaming, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. And he goes, I got a bit of courage in me from the alcohol. And I said, what was the real Brahms like? And he only said one word.
Odd.
And so that's why like the dead face in the painting, he's like, oh, he was like a weirdo.
He's a
serial killer from my childhood.
He's a little weirdo.
Just a little kid killer. Oh God. Having a kid that's just a killer from the jump.
Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah. On our Gabrus episode, he talks about like his fear is having a serial killer kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really weirdo. Scary. Like that would be a serial killer kid or a kid who sees ghosts.
Ew.
I have,
get out of there.
I have someone in my family's kid, I think is a serial killer.
Oh,
the way he like looks at things it's the thing where like I've looked over where he didn't think anyone was watching while he was playing and he like a smile crosses his face and he does something very destructive.
Ew.
Where he like breaks a toy intentionally and then will like turn, see someone looking and go, and cry to like cover for it.
Ew, manipulate.
Or like will hit his brother where like no one's watching and he like smiles, looks around, walks over and just punches him in the back of the head.
Well, it's like the Slender Man documentary too. Remember when they were like, the parents are like, we knew she'd be bad.
We hit her iPad, but she still did this.
So
her father has schizophrenia and she does too.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't do anything for it?
No. We bought her some Monster High dolls.
Yeah.
Is that good parenting?
Good one.
We gave her this video, this DVD that's a super cut of dogs being blown up.
Super cut.
Super cut.
Oh, my god.
Set to the, but it's set to the Benny Hill soundtrack. Yeah.
So it's funny, but also, and periodically you'll just hear, ooh-wah. So Malcolm leaves and her sister's like, it wasn't the doll. And she goes, soon you're going to see that Malcolm's going to be wearing smeared lipstick in your coral dress. And I laugh so hard. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I wish like Malcolm, like the reveal is he's super into drag culture and just wants to be friends with her. That's what that awkwardness is. Like, how do I tell her that?
That'd be great.
And another layer on it too, to be like, whoa.
And then she once again brings up her past, right? Cool. Yeah. Where it's like, oh, all right.
Because she goes, my 10-year-old child gave Cole your address. I was like, how did that 10-year-old get it?
We were screaming about that. Yeah. Like, no,
10-year-olds don't know addresses.
You maybe know your own.
Yeah.
And here's her phone number. Make sure you dial plus 44 before you dial international.
That's the British code. Here you go.
She's isolated and alone. So here's her address.
If I was you, I would fly into Heathrow because it's a lot easier to get around.
Glasgow is a very, just more domestic flight amongst intercontinental.
When you get off the plane, they have a really good pizza place right outside of Heathrow.
And remember, they only use Uber. No Wyft over there.
No Wyft.
So download Uber now, okay?
To avoid problems when you land.
Good luck hating her.
Good.
Also, here's the difference between Parliament and the Queen. So they act like it was such a mild inconvenience. She's like, yeah, that's fine. Like the pizza guy forgot your ranch.
He's 10 years old.
I guess it's kind of like a big deal, but
that's a huge deal. So that's so upsetting.
That might be a bigger deal to me than him giving the address.
There have been so many times where I've paid probably $5 worth of extra ranch and it isn't there. And it's devastating.
That's devastating.
I'm in the middle of an argument with a pizzeria over this very issue.
You are in the middle?
I got two vegan ranch sides and they didn't put them in. I paid extra. Yeah. And the pizza is only good with it because you drizzle it.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, you fucking monsters.
Yeah.
Okay. So Brahms has thrown the rules all over the floor. Like he made copies of it. They're typed out. So a bunch of typed out copies of the rules thrown everywhere and he's staring at her.
She turns his head.
And it snaps
back. Boom! Snaps
another
back.
Another scare.
Great scare that is then another dream.
Yeah.
I enjoy this movie, but two in one movies a lot. Brahms has given her boots back as like a peace offering and he's sitting up on the bed with his little rule sheet.
And so she gets her shoes back and then it feels like she's like fucking into Brahms now.
Yeah, she's like, she makes the switch and she's like, you know what, fuck it, I'm pro Brahms.
Yeah,
I'm on Brahms' side.
I got my boots back. I think I love Brahms.
She loves him so quick. I appreciate the moment where she like laughs and cracks up like that I bought.
Yes.
But then she's just like calm and like has accepted the Brahms. Well, that was weird.
Like she also gets that phone call though where it's like, you know, why aren't you following the rules?
With a
like,
kid voice. Come play with
come
me.
Come play with me.
This is
the first time you hear him.
This is before she turns, right? Like, it's kind of spooky of like, we see the little feet at the door.
At the door. And that's where you see his little tiny doll feet under the door.
Little
his little
knock.
Hand knocking.
Ew.
Ting, 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 ting.
Ew.
When lullaby.
Yeah. So,
so then
he starts singing, go to sleep, little baby.
Brings her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
To make
and
peace.
That's when her pussy like, gets wet.
Yeah, she gets super wet. She loves Brahms. She's like, you know what? He made me a little sandwich. I'm on board with him. He's singing this Looney Tunes, go to sleep, little baby.
I would
song.
Kill myself immediately.
Yeah, I mean, you're mad.
Not leave.
She starts laughing with like panicked eyes.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, I'm crazy. You know what? I'll embrace it.
All right, I'm in
fuck
now.
It. Yeah, I can't get out of here.
So easy for her to leave. Everyone. It would have been so easy for her to just leave the house.
Yes.
So let's
you
debate
would think.
Because I'll argue the other way too, where it's like, it's also easy to just follow the rules and just be like,
and
okay.
And get a bunch
it looks
of money.
Like, it looks wake like a bunch of negative shit is going on because I'm not.
Sure.
I'll just do it.
Wake up at 7 a.m. every morning.
I mean, the money though, Manu.
Hold on. I didn't know she had to get up at 7.
It's 7. It's
oh,
7 a.m.
Oh, fuck that. No,
seven?
I mean, that would have been my deal breaker instantly.
Yeah. Early on in the movie.
I'll start work around 1 p.m.
That doll can sleep in.
Yes.
You know what? Fuck it. He could share my bed.
Oh,
we'll
shit.
We'll sleep in together till 1 a.m. 1 p.m. 1 a.m. We'll sleep to 1 a.m. Wake up. Go outside. Have fun. So she thinks she's crazy, rightfully so. She starts talking to Brahms, agrees to follow his littlest. Ladies and gentlemen, at 51 minutes and 9 seconds into the film, we see where the parents went.
Yes!
This is the start of one of the funniest, best scenes in cinema history.
I agree.
amazing.
Oh, God.
This is one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life. I was screaming in the theater, not from fear, but pure joy.
Because
I kept just being like, no way, they can't be.
They
are. They are.
Yes. Oh, we were so happy. Okay. It was so like our Ross and Rachel moment.
It was.
So they write out a letter. I'll start with the letter, and then I'll let you take over.
Okay.
So
it's time, my dear.
The beautiful calligraphy. Wonderful. It says, our dearest son, words cannot describe our heartbreak as we leave you now. We will not be back. We simply cannot bear to live with what we have allowed you to become.
Oh, my God.
The girl is yours now.
Oh.
She is yours to love and care for. May God forgive us all.
Oh, my God. Christ.
Love always, mommy and daddy. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
P.S. There's a pizza in the fridge.
We left £20 on the counter.
It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
They will forget the ranch. Make sure you telephone.
Yes.
To close your farewell note to your son with "May God forgive us all." It's one of the funniest.
May God.
Any note I handwrite.
Yes.
From now on, we'll always end with "May God forgive us all."
I'm gonna in my email make that my little signature. Signature is like "May God forgive us all."
Sodaro.
Why don't they just move to Chicago?
Sodaro.
Yeah. Why don't they just move somewhere?
To a fun city? Move to Myrtle Beach.
Okay. So we see them, they do the wax thing.
They wax it closed. Mr. Hilscher
rocks
says,
in pockets.
It's time, my dear.
It's time, my dear.
And that's where they walk down, hand in hand to the ocean.
Hand in hand, slow-mo, right?
Yeah,
all in slow-mo. They're in big old trench coats.
Gigantic trench coats.
And they're walking on a beach.
Just putting rocks in. Slowly putting rocks in their pockets.
Into their pockets. Two
big rocks into their trench coat pockets.
And then grab hands.
Yeah.
And walk into the ocean or the water. It might have been a lake.
It's so crazy.
And just, we see them just walking in and just getting deeper and deeper into the water.
They don't
and
get that.
I was just,
they're just kinda like,
screaming. And then it cuts to them sinking down and dying in the water. What?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Why not? What?
Why?
What listeners, do you think, why do you think they're like, let's do that?
Yeah.
Listeners, we debated making a full episode out of this scene.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know why. Why is this such an important, huge thing?
It's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
It's, okay.
A million ways to die, why that?
I don't... suicide is so sad.
So sad.
And upsetting.
But this is
hilarious.
But
this is a funny way to do it.
It's so funny.
It's funny being almost 52 minutes into the movie to see this. That's what made me laugh. It's such a cartoonish death, like this far into the movie.
Yeah.
And also, like, his hat, when he starts to walk into the water, he's still, his head is above the water, but the hat is in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And then it cuts below the water, cuts back up, and the hat is gone.
Yeah.
I was like, where does hat, did he pull the hat down with him and put it back on his head? I want to look good in the afterlife.
So insane.
What if I meet Frank Sinatra?
Like, do you think that was their first pitch on how the old people kill themselves?
If it was, I mean, I hope it was spooky. And they went with it immediately.
It's spooky, but it's so silly.
Yeah.
Like the idea, I think saying it is spooky, but then seeing it is hilarious.
Imagine like, well, we've allowed our son to become a monster. What should we do to repent? Well, we'd always put on our best trench coats, fill our coats with rocks, and walk into the ocean.
Ooh, oh, okay. That's fun.
Or we could just take sleeping pills and not wake up.
No. Let's use our trench coats.
I have sleeping pills.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I just want to see them in Vegas blowing through money. That's what I wanted to see.
Like, their fortune.
Take your inheritance. Don't give it to stupid Brahms.
Yeah.
Go wild.
He won't find you.
Lose your mind.
He won't. He's not going to find you.
He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't know how to do anything.
Yeah. We got to get to it. He's in his fucking spank cave.
Yeah, he's in a spank cave.
He's in his spank cave, touching himself.
Spank cave.
Heating up Hot Pockets.
Yeah, I want to see them losing. I want to see that movie of the old people with their bucket list.
I want to see them walking in the ocean with rocks in their pockets. And then the movie goes a little bit further. You're like, oh God, that was so sad. And all of a sudden you see them walk out of the ocean in like Rio. Carnival.
That is so funny. Goddamn funny.
They made it all the way.
Like we're living in Brazil now. now.
They weekend at Bernie's walked all the way on the ocean floor.
I'm walking on sunshine.
That would be fun. We see them like passing the like Titanic and taking a picture with it.
They get out in Rio. They're like partying and they have Hawaiian shirts on and they look over and with one of those little like sunscreens for getting a tan is Brahms.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, Iris in on Brahms who winks and then like blackout.
That's good.
So back
at
the house,
movie.
Greta's following all the rules. She's his mommy. She hugs him. She kisses him. She's reading him a book.
Yep.
And she's like, feels weird about reading out loud. But I was like, you know what? I should start reading out loud. I'd probably pay attention more. Like
if you know, it helps me sometimes read out loud.
You read out loud
I
in your room?
I concentrate on it a little bit better. Or like whispering, but like saying it out loud. Like it helps me more.
Mono passes your door at night and it scares him because he hears you like, the dog.
Ew.
We do have a bit of just calling each other crazy when we're working on auditions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, Mono lost his mind again. I'm just
yelling at a wall trying to memorize a line.
Stop it, mommy!
I don't want Carl's Jr.
So she's reading to this doll.
Yes.
The phone rings.
It's so funny.
And she ignores it because she's, hey, I'm taking care of Brahms. I'm not answering the phone.
It's so funny that they make her kiss him goodnight.
Oh my God.
And it's honestly, to me, the least annoying rule. Like, I know it's creepy, but it's like, it's easier to me than all the other things. So it's like just do it.
It's a fucking doll.
So she starts playing Go to Sleep on the harpsichord with Brahms sitting next to her. Malcolm sneaks in and scares her again.
God, they gotta stop sneaking in.
Every man in this film loves to walk up behind women and just suddenly talk like,
yeah.
Are you afraid? So Greta has taken to hugging and walking Brahms around. Malcolm sees it.
Malcolm brought the mail with the letter in
it. Drops the letter off.
We don't see it yet.
Nope.
Yes.
Because it's just thrown in the dish. Malcolm tries to get his dinner, drinks, and dancing plan going.
Triple D, baby.
The triple D's.
Another episode. Triple D.
Guy Fieri.
Beep. crazy he's not a chef. Anyway,
she's talking to
Brahms cock blocks him.
Yeah,
she looks at Brahms and goes, I don't think I should.
And Brahms goes,
as she's peeling a pear.
his bits like stop being funny because she's close to Brahms now and likes him. I was like, oh shit, she's gonna like fall in love with this kid doll, which would be super progressive. And I think Annabelle and Chunky would be really happy with that.
Falling in love with doll.
Yeah, fall in love.
Love
with
is love is love is love is love is love is love is love.
We ask them about the boy, but then there's a full Poltergeist scene, just a scene directly ripped from Poltergeist.
Go on,
right?
Yes.
Where she's like, look, I'm so excited.
She's acting just like the mom in Poltergeist.
She draws a chalk line around the doll. She's like, look, he's going to move.
Yes.
And, you know, first he doesn't. But then, you know, he's like, oh, you're losing it.
And she does the knocks three times on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And that's where, like, the doll hasn't moved. Malcolm thinks she's going mental.
But then does it another time.
And
boom.
Brahms is gone.
He's gone. They hear laughter and he's gone. Holy shit.
They're happy to prove that she hasn't gone insane.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they go for a little lovely stroll through the creepy garden.
Yes. And he's like, is it a ghost, a spirit, a boy?
Probably.
And he's like, this is not, and she goes, hey, listen, I get it. Here's why. Okay. We finally get the Cole story.
Yes, we do.
So she says,
hey. I was brought here for a reason. Yeah. And then boom.
I dated a shithead who treated me poorly.
Mm-hmm.
He got me pregnant and then he beat me and I lost a child because of that.
God.
And that's where I was like, oh, that speech in the garden earlier with the dad where he's like, he's here. You get that. She goes, I get that. Like honoring something that you've lost.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm uses this story about her being beaten and losing a child as an opportunity to rub her shoulder and then kiss her.
I know.
Which is like when someone's sharing that story, I can't imagine trying to make out with them.
No. But she's also into it too.
Because then they immediately try to hook up on her bed.
Mm.
So
it
goes from sharing the story and them like flirting to we're going to hook up on this bed with this dead kid's house.
Yeah.
But then the music comes on and the boner is over.
That's it. Brahms has put on Guar very loud.
Yeah.
And Malcolm is more concerned with how crazy she's acting to him.
Yeah.
You know, hysterical woman versus the fact that music has come on out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Like he's more concerned with her than the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, you should come and stay in town. And she's like, no, it was just a tantrum. Yeah.
He's still trying to push for hooking up.
He chose me. They chose me. Something like that. And like, oh.
And he's still into her, which is insane. But also, then you get the realization that he should have said so long ago of like, well, he did used to play with a girl.
Who then was found murdered in the woods.
Yeah. What?
And then the house was on fire. Tell me the shit when we were doing pub talk.
Yeah.
When I ask you, what's the real story of Brahms, you dumb fuck?
That for me was the breaking point where I'm like, cool, she's going to hate him.
Yeah.
Because he sat on this fact that a little girl's skull was clubbed in.
Yes.
And it was most likely Brahms. And then a fire broke out. And that's how he, air quotes, blew your wigs off again.
Yeah.
Died.
Our wigs are gone.
Those two beehive wigs you guys were inexplicably wearing. I don't know why I didn't bring it up. But that to me is
Monday.
Like, imagine the scene where she goes, fuck you. You knew that a kid that lived here clubbed a woman's head in, a little girl's head in, was burned up in a fire. His parents went insane, and you didn't say any of that? Because she says earlier, you could have warned me it was a doll, and he goes, what, and ruined the surprise of your reaction?
Fuck you.
He's like, what are you, a masochist?
Lunatic?
Why would you not say that immediately?
It's weird.
I don't like the guy as like a romantically. I think he should have been used as like her becoming stronger and being like, I don't need you. Fuck you. I don't need you, and I don't need you. I'm here because of my own. Power. Okay, so.
Okay.
And why not just make him a friend who knew everything?
Yeah. It's such an easy fix.
Because this is a small fucking town.
Yeah.
If you're 28 and Brahms should be 28, you would have fucking known each other.
Totally. Yeah.
In Moss Way, everyone knows each other.
But now she's gone. She's gone and she is into Brahms.
She is in. Loves she's him. Deep into Brahms.
It's so weird.
She's horny for that little doll.
She goes to kiss this little murderer doll and she goes, you wouldn't hurt me, would you, Brahms?
I couldn't believe that.
Oh,
and she randomly goes back to the attic to look at the album of Brahms to go see the creepy girl for herself.
And then we see like, ooh, what a spooky album.
Gross.
Why would they keep that picture?
Well, time for me to remember forever this picture of my child staring at the back of the head of the little girl he beat to death.
Going to kill on that day.
Emily Cribbs.
Emily Cribbs. That's a great name.
Emily Cribbs.
I'm Emily Cribbs.
It sounds like
my crib.
Like a spooky British limerick.
Hey, what's up? I'm Emily Cribbs. Welcome to my crib. This is my refrigerator. It's full of Gatorade, some coconut water. Here's the freezer. I like snacks.
Oh, I saw these framed movie posters you have in your wall, Emily. What are these movies? Your favorite films?
Toy Story.
Ants.
Oh, I love ants. Fuck A Bug's Life.
I hate A Bug's Life.
Ants. You're on that camp. Okay.
Love the cartoon portrayal of Anastasia.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice dark story that we gotta turn into a musical.
Yeah, man. And Valerian.
Valerian. Love Valerian.
The world they build.
All of those films starring Rasputin.
Yeah.
And this is my studio where I laid down the jazz.
Oh, let's listen to your album.
Emily Cribbs. Cribbs. Cribbs.
And that's all we got so far.
That's it so far. That took us 37 years.
Well, okay, good thing you're eternal. Okay. So, yeah, the family commemorates for the rest of their lives. They commemorate the girl that was murdered. They do a cool crossfade from the pick of real Brahms to doll Brahms, which was a great shot.
Yeah,
I
that
thought.
Was really good. Rad.
Now we're back to emptying rat traps, right?
I do want to point out how smart Brahms' little coat is. He's got a little outdoor.
I loved that.
With like
look.
Some wellies.
Yes. I loved that Brahms look.
Yes.
I wanted more
Hood
looks.
Up. I know. It would have been really fun if he had a different outfit every day.
Yeah.
And this room is Brahms' wardrobe. Please make sure he's wearing something different every time.
Yes,
how
Build-A-Bear.
Fun.
I wanted
him
dressed like
Brahms.
Yes, put a Brahms and Build-A-Bear in October. Halloween Horror Nights, if you're listening, make a Build-A-Boy.
Yes.
No, Build-A-Boy.
Or you do Build-A-Haunted Doll, so you can have your Annabelle's.
Oh my God, that would
chunky.
Be awesome.
You guys own Annabelle, too.
Holy shit, guys. Do that.
Universal.
Do that.
Build-A-Haunted Doll at Horror Nights.
Hey, you could cross-promote. You could dress him like a fucking minion if you want.
People would buy it just as a prank too.
I would buy it.
I'd buy Chunky dressed up as a minion.
I would spend so much money at that build a haunted doll.
Yeah.
They'd all be in Mono's room on shelves.
Yeah.
So
no room,
okay. Of course we hear the sound of someone playing pool.
Of course we do.
Uh-oh, it's
the
cold.
Only other room established
it's
in this
cold.
Fucking place.
A weird, disgusting man who could afford to buy a last minute ticket to London or England.
The first time seeing it too.
Yeah.
Like,
who just found work. Like he just got a new job.
Yeah.
And he's like,
and he bought her a ticket.
Yeah. He bought two last minute tickets.
So much money.
Thousands. Mm-hmm. His goatee is disgusting.
Yeah.
He looks like he could be the Captain Jack Sparrow at like Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
With just a bit of eyeliner. Yeah. He's ready.
See, I have a theory that he was just a grip.
He looks like a crew guy.
I have a theory that they forgot to hire an actor and they were like, you like acting, right? And he was like, yeah.
All right, we're all set up for the cold pool scene. And the script supervisor like tugs a shoulder. The AD is like, hey, we don't have a cold.
We don't have a cold. Oh, shit.
And there's a guy like adjusting a light. Get in there. Just take your gloves off and stand in and you're perfect.
And they were just feeding him. They're like, honestly, yeah, you're the character of Cole. A real sketch murderer.
I thought he was the bad actor in the movie.
Yeah,
like, that's
where I was
awful.
He was the one where I was like, oh boy.
He was hard.
I feel like he could be a stuntman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel maybe he was like a stuntman or something and then.
Sure.
She's still
trying it out.
The big stunt in the movie.
She
There's
still isn't calling
here.
The cops.
Nope.
I can't believe
cannot
it.
Cannot believe that.
Yeah.
Her abusive ex.
She hears, well, even before that, when she hears the pool, she's like, Malcolm? Yeah. And Cole's like, who's Malcolm? I'd be fucking worried.
Yeah.
Cole's confused about what's going on naturally.
Mm-hmm.
She explains it. He flew all the way to the UK to get her back. Hours pass. That cuts from pool to them eating a prepared dinner.
Yeah.
Which meant she cooked it and like he waited.
And they then
started talking. Yeah. So we cut out all that exposition where she explained it. She's like, hold on, I'll explain over dinner. Just sit silently in the pool room. So the poor woman's just surrounded by shitty dudes.
Yeah.
He
and
got
I
her that
wish
ticket.
She was like, are you sure you're still into me? I'm clearly going through an episodic break. Like,
yeah,
look how crazy I am
or
right
like,
now.
Hey man, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Well, it's that idea that he owns her.
Yeah.
And that's how he like grabs her arms hard. He's like, you're mine. You come with me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she's a doll to this guy. And that's, I was like, okay, now she understands where Brahms is coming from.
Okay,
so Malcolm walks in. It's like, is this guy bad? You know, this guy's a real hero. This Malcolm.
I'm gonna leave.
So it's time for bed. Brahms stares at Cole as Greta hands him blankets and pillows. Mm-hmm. He's shocked he can't sleep with her.
Oh my God.
I guess I'm not sleeping in your bed, huh?
Absolutely
gross.
Not. You're not.
Ponytail like eats a bug off the wall.
Yeah. It like shoots over like a thing from The Thing.
Yeah.
It, like shoots across and grabs the wall.
Yeah.
He grabs her wrist, slams her hard against the pool table, threatens her. And it's at that moment he's like, now he's just a pure horror trope where he's like the bad guy who needs to get it.
Yes. Which is great. But I feel it could have all happened all at once rather than like sleeping in it. Like, keep going.
I could see either way because I do love her laying in bed with Brahms holding him, and she goes,
that was pretty cool.
I'll never leave you, but you have to help me with Cole.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, he does. How does he help her?
Boom.
Well, while all are asleep, Brahms makes his way downstairs to pull some pranks.
Mm-hmm.
He puts Cole's hands in warm water and shaves his goatee.
covers him in toothpaste.
Prank calls people from his cell phone. So he, Cole wakes up to blood dripping on his head.
Yuck.
Screams for Greta because the prank Brahms did pull was he put dead rats in his luggage.
That was
and
so
wrote
weird.
Get out in blood on
and wall. Wrote get out in blood.
That was so weird.
Very funny.
Like at that point, if someone did that to me, I'd probably laugh.
Ew, like you had to touch rats.
Like you're the victim here.
Yeah.
You touched rats.
And then you use their blood to, you lose, man. You got the plague.
And then he says, he wakes up and he's mad and he's like, he says something so stupid where it's like, it seems like everyone wants me to leave.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
That's what we've already established, you dense idiot.
You dense
dumb
pirate.
Shit.
You grip.
You grip, you. It escalates quickly and he has had enough and he smashes.
Love this.
Brahms the doll.
When and Malcolm's there, right?
Malcolm's there too.
Yes, Malcolm.
So they're all in the room
up
for the big Brahms smashing. In theaters, we screamed. Like we had lost a friend. friend.
Yes.
It's like, you can't do that to Brahms.
Even watching this time, I was like, oh, because I forgot he did that. Like, oh, shit. The doll eye rolling. What a great.
And this is
shot.
Now a huge moment for her because this is the second child Cole has taken from her.
God, I hate Cole so much.
Cole.
So the house instantly comes to life.
The house starts moving.
Cole listens close to the walls. He leans against a mirror, which in general isn't a good idea in a normal situation.
Especially when a house is kind of shaky.
Yeah.
Like a mirror, that's a good chance it's going to fall, you dumb fuck.
Wait, let me listen to this mirror.
Hold on, I'll listen to this glass. Yeah. So mirroring the shot earlier when the hand came out of a painting, the mirror blasts outward and knocks him. He flies through the air.
Ew.
He lands on the floor. You could see the stuntman padding in his clothing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which made me laugh. It looked like he was wearing a bulletproof vest under his shirt.
I love when they're so much bigger. Yeah.
And from the hole behind the mirror comes the voice
laughter.
Of Brahms.
Yes.
Ew. It's a giggle, and then you hear, Greta, Greta.
And then an amazingly creepy reach around.
Oh, my God.
And reveal. I forgot how scary looking he is.
An arm reaches around. Cole starts to jack around.
And then we reveal
that Brahms is a real man with a burnt up face, we assume.
That
but
is
hidden.
Covered by assume. A doll.
He's got a weird like Amish beard that like grows down.
That was
that
the
beard
nastiest
was
thing.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Underneath chin, neck beard. Ew.
Yeah.
It was
under
horrifying.
A porcelain doll mask. That was awful.
It was and he's wearing, truly horrifying.
He's wearing a cardigan.
A nice cardigan.
Yeah.
And I also felt weird though because I was like, oh, Mono, you have similar hair. It was like, it's very nice hair. Like he had great hair.
Don't say that.
He had a good head of curly hair.
Oh, God, no.
Mono, I think you're Brahms.
You're the boy.
Oh,
I knew it. I knew you were
here are my rules, Betsy.
Shit.
If Mono had been cast as Brahms, you would have heard of it as room rehearsing his lines going, Greta, why won't you play?
Greta.
The rats.
This is great.
That's good.
This is great.
Full-size Brahms is out. He beats the shit out of Malcolm. I kind of wanted him to. He hits him like 3 or 4 times in the face and then throws him, tosses Greta to the side, and then picks up a piece of his doll body face and slides it into Cole's neck.
Very good.
That was gross.
Very good.
They try to stop him from doing it, of course, but I would have been like,
I would have been
him.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, let him.
Yeah.
While he's doing that,
out of my life.
We'll take off.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That was my thing is I don't know why Malcolm didn't grab Greta.
Yeah.
Be
like, let's
help us, Brahms.
Let's go.
Yes.
And then jump in the car.
Exactly.
Well, instead of escaping,
they run
upstairs
deeper into the house.
Yeah. Of course.
Brahms wants to keep Greta, obvi, but Malcolm's like super jealous. So and they try to open windows, but as they've established earlier, they don't open because of a foolish painter, which made me laugh.
I mean, that's kind of like our house. Yeah.
That is a lot like our house.
Just layers of paint. Like, I can't, I gotta slice open this.
Similar to my apartment, too. I have like 6 kids who live in my walls. You could see one of them looking through the grate right now.
Oh,
it's a lot like Hugo in The Simpsons.
Yes.
Oh.
So they smack Brahms in the face with a phone. They pick up the landline and bash his face with it. And then they realize all the house is connected by Brahms's little tunnels, his little jack tunnels.
They find a little secret door.
Ew, they find the Brahms spank cave.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what establishes Brahms wanted a hot young nanny because he's a 28-year-old man who is attracted.
Yeah.
And they find on the bed, Brahms has made a Greta doll.
With like jean butt for a face.
Jean butt for
jean
face.
Bottoms for a face.
Her jewelry, her coral dress, her hair.
It's a very funny doll. What if it was just covered in cum?
Ew. I mean, it was, but if it was visibly like scary movie style cover.
Scary movie style.
Covered in
black
like
light.
Like
as if a wick had been dipped down into a candle wax and pulled up.
I'd say as if like a couple melted jellyfish were just on top.
That's what that Greta doll looks like. So he has a doll version of Greta, which I think is cool because it's like she has doll him, he has doll her. What a love.
And he has the suicide note. Like she sees the note, right?
And
it says,
she
like,
immediately
the girl is
gets
yours
it.
Now.
She gets
oh, yeah,
it.
She
that was
it.
Weird.
Everything together immediately. Yeah. I would be like, what is what?
What?
No, this makes sense. The old couple bequeathed me to their son.
Yeah.
Their doll son.
Bequeath.
They're back in the crawl space.
Was there
Brahms.
A microwave in his spank cave?
Oh, yeah.
He's got
I
a
think,
lot of
like microwave refrigerator.
Yeah. He's Hot Pockets.
Kinect.
Yeah.
He
loves dancing.
Yeah, he has Xbox Kinect.
He just got Just Dance 2019.
Whoa, it's
so
good.
We have to go over and check it out.
It's got all the hits that we don't even know are going to exist yet.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 I want you in my room.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would love if there's a scene where Greta's trying to sleep. She just hears like the ding of a microwave and then Brahms burns himself on a Hot Pocket like sleeve.
I'm too excited though.
That's what I wanted.
How could they think they'd get away if they go into his territory? Yeah, that was crazy to me.
Exactly. It was really fun watching them running and him just busting through the walls.
I love that.
That was fun.
That was fucking awesome.
I do love this in horror movies where they go in between walls and they're like floodlights on the outside of the walls. Yes. So it like pours in.
Yeah.
And it's like blinding light.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
So they get to the end and they're like, there's a way out. Malcolm offers to fight Brahms so she could leave. But instead of getting out, she stays and watches the whole fight.
I know.
Yeah. And then you're like, is he dead? And then she leaves.
Yeah.
But Brahms first like looks at her. He talks into a kid's voice. I'll be good.
If you leave, I'll kill him.
Yeah, it slowly morphs into his man
just
voice,
like the others. Oh, and Mono.
What?
His man voice sounded a lot like yours.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'll be good.
Suspiciously like yours.
I'll be good.
I think Mono's is Brahms.
Mono, you're Brahms.
No.
You do have a beard right now too. If you just let it grow another inch.
No. Put these rocks in your pockets.
Mono, if you let your beard grow another quarter inch, it'll be as long as Brahms.
Ew, I hate Brahms so much.
So Greta's running away. She feels bad for the guy she just met.
Gotta get him.
And decides I should go back and stop Brahms. So she grabs a screwdriver. Sweet talks old Brahmsy to get into bed.
This part was great.
Yeah. She screams, Brahms. Brahms, the rules.
Lay down.
Yeah.
He puts down his little head bashing pipe that he's had since he was eight.
Yeah.
Gets into bed and he goes, kiss.
Ugh.
Ew. I wish he was also like, oh God, this is so much more comfortable than my disgusting spank cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should be
stay in this tiny bed.
Yeah. I should be living in this giant mansion I live in.
You know what?
Not my spank
cave. Especially
because
your parents are fucking dead now.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I've been absolutely insane for the past 20 years. Could I please just say a mea culpa and move into this house?
Yeah.
Like, I killed a bad man. You get that? Just leave me be. As long as Malcolm drops my groceries off, I don't really give a shit.
Kiss.
Let's all be buds. So she leans in to
kiss
his mask.
Tonight.
He holds her and tries to make out with her.
Right. Oof.
And
she says, no kiss tonight. And then he's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm a kiss you
or else. So she slides the screwdriver into his stomach like a hot knife into butter.
He gets monster strength.
And it cuts to a shot that was straight out of Zack Snyder's anything, where she's thrown sideways to the wall, flies through the air completely sideways, bounces off of it, and falls.
Yeah.
This made me think that he works out in his spank cave. Like, he has P90X or Insanity.
He totally does.
Buns of Steel.
Have to be like Brad Pitt Fight Club Jack, though, because he's so tiny and skinny.
Yeah.
That it just needs to be all like sinewy and pure muscle, nothing else.
Yeah.
He slams her against the wall, starts choke her, and she pushes a screwdriver in further until he drops her. Half of his mask breaks off and we get a weird little half Bernie face. He looks like Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders 2020. The boy 2020.
The boy. I'd vote for the boy.
Yeah. Hey, he says it like it is.
Finally saying what we're all thinking for the last 50 years.
Finally, I'll someone in the good. White House who can't be bought. Brahms. He's rich. He doesn't give a shit. So she goes in the walls to get Malcolm, drags him in the car and drives away. He's been a worthless like character this movie.
Yeah.
He didn't really help her.
He's all like, I'm weak.
He's up and alive even though he's been bashed by a pipe. Meanwhile, they go to drive away. Meanwhile, in the house, we see the crawl space with all the rules artistically stuck to the walls. Everything's creaky. Brahms is still alive.
Painting.
Gluing his little version's face together, and we're all set for the boy, too.
Boom.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did Brahms make Brahms?
That's a good question. Did Brahms make Brahms?
Because he has all the tools. He's good at doing it. He's like a craftsman.
Yeah. Maybe. I guess I wonder why. Does that answer make it less interesting? But why was the doll device what kept the family together?
What started the fire?
I think he did, but
we didn't
know.
Start the fire.
No, we didn't.
But yeah,
it was always burning.
I didn't know since Brahms was. I didn't know. Like, I couldn't remember what caused that. So like, I didn't know if he killed her and then went inside and started a fire. But they're just like, we can't let our son go to jail for this. So we'll say he died in a fire.
Yeah, but then we'll just.
We'll just pretend
a doll.
Yeah. So like we could say that we have our son. We'll pretend it's a doll. People will think we're nuts.
Yeah.
But then we get away with it. I don't know.
There's like that part in The Woman in Black, the movie. Remember the wife of the dude who kind of helps him?
Okay.
They lost their kids, right?
Yeah.
And she then Did she didn't have dolls, did she? Or
she had
dogs?
She had a little carriage that she pushed that had...
And she was kind of going through that thing of like, oh,
it's my baby.
This is my baby. We lost our son or whatever.
Yeah. And the guy's like, yeah, my wife's lost it. It's a hard time. I have two questions for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. What's going to happen to that house and where will Brahms go?
Okay. I think a squeakquel is going to be they Airbnb the house. And some partiers were like, let's go to rural England and fucking party in a house.
Guys,
we got a great deal.
Guys, it's fall break. Let's spin the globe.
They're all 28 years
old. 28 years old. Let's spin the globe, put our finger on a spot, and that's where we'll go for spring break.
Exactly.
Whoa, my finger landed on Brahms Manor.
Brahms Manor. Yeah, I like that. I think a prequel could be a good squeak.
I think a prequel of like a crazy kid.
Yeah.
And seeing them justify why we're going to turn it into the doll or whatever.
What if at the end, the person who helped her out to get out of situation was the little girl that they thought had died.
Oh, I like that.
That would
and
have been
she
cool.
also lived it out and was like, Brahms, I'm here for revenge. Or like, you're not going to take another woman or whatever.
That would be fucking
cool.
That would
cool. be rad.
She's just like living in the woods.
Well, my thing is, what if it's a town full of people who have like weird doll?
There was like watching it again yesterday. There was a part of me where it's like, wait, does the whole town kind of know? Like,
yeah.
Is the whole town kind of this like town that you go to escape some crazy shit and everybody has this,
the
like,
doll that represents what they lost?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Like, oh, if it like blew it open like that,
that would
you don't
be
see
fucking
anything.
Rad.
It's all about isolation, which artistically is cool because she's isolated and then also practically from the industry. Standpoint, it's like it's easy. They have one location.
Yeah, exactly. Like
they blew their load on how much that rental probably was.
Yeah,
and then just let's shoot everything in and around it.
It was great.
Drinking game rules.
Oh shit! I didn't even think
my god!
Well, just think of it. So I'll say every time a dude sucks.
Oh god!
Take a drink. Every time Brahms looks into the camera.
Every time she mentions magazines.
Yeah. Every time someone does an insane scare that could have just been a normal sentence.
Just a normal. Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot in there.
That's a lot.
Every time you hear the go to sleep, and then I want you to chug anytime you see someone with rocks in their pockets walking in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, you get 2 minutes of chugging.
I think you have to chug for that whole scene.
You have to chug for that whole scene.
From the time their toes touch the water to the time they're fully submerged.
Yes, chug.
Chug it, dude.
That's the boy.
That's the boy.
It's so fun.
It's so fun and stupid and wonderful.
It's just pure entertainment.
It's great.
It's very funny. It's very funny.
I love it.
And it knew exactly, it felt like it knew exactly what it was of like, this is goofy, but also let's make some scary parts and just have fun.
Yeah. And I, to this day, I will always stand by the fact that I think that the Brahms reveal is very creepy.
Yeah.
The way the voice first, them standing there and you being like, what could possibly walk out?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's that a 20-year-old man in a cardigan with a doll face.
Horrifying. Yeah. That reveal is really horrifying.
Those major moments.
Did you guys know? Did, right?
Yeah, when we saw it in theaters, we went with a couple of friends, and one of our friends sitting next to me, I leaned over maybe 10 minutes into the movie and went, I think he's alive. He's in the wall.
Okay. Whoa.
Because it's so much like another scary film. I don't know if I want to give it away, but it's like another.
Let's not give it away. But I know exactly what
there's another really fun film that has the same twist.
Yeah.
But it's a little more playful. But anyway.
Yeah, that'll be your clue. Horror heads, we're not going to spoil it, but if you know we're talking about a playful version of the boy.
Playful
like
version.
That's similar. That's funny. A comedy, horror comedy that's similar.
Horror comedy.
DM us so people don't read it. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot for listening.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you. Get the boy. Buy the boy for yourself and your family.
It's delightful.
Get it as a Krampus night present to your loved one. For everybody in your family. For Horny for Horror, I'm Adam.
I'm Betsy.
I'm Mo.
Stay horny.
Bye.
I am Moana.
I am Mo.
I am Mo.
Pee.